Now, I did say we were going to have love matters, but we're not, I'm afraid. We haven't been able to get hold of Gordon, so we'll chase that up. We'll get him later in the week. We're going to do something else. Do you like your name? Some people feel very strongly about names. Others are perfectly happy to go by the name they were born with, perhaps shortening it or adding to it for greater effect. But what if you've got a retro name? I think retro names are coming back, actually. The writer Hazel Edwards discovered recently that she falls into this camp. She takes up the story.
My name is Hazel. Until now, I've been in a fairly select name grouping. Ex-Prime Minister wife Hazel Hawke and I have been a minority with the name Hazel. But there are a couple of other authors called Hazel Edwards. One writes Mills and Boone, and another is an English historian. There's also a Hazel Edwards gravestone image on Google, and I've been dead a couple of times. To quote from news of actor Julia Roberts' twins being called Hazel and Phineas, Hazel is retro by at least a couple of generations. The world stopped having Hazels around the time it stopped having Berthas and Gladyses and Mildreds. The last time Hazel was heard from was 1961, when Shirley Booth played a busybody maid of that name in a sitcom of that name based on a cartoon strip of that name. Phineas is even more retro, as in Old Testament retro, and more obscure than the Old Testament running mates as Methuselah and Obadiah. But that's probably the point. Celebrity baby names these days are very different. We say this not to pass judgment, but to point out one more way celebrities are not like the rest of us. Well, that was the quote. I've never thought of myself as retro, nor a celebrity. I was named after my mother, who was Hazel Grace, but known as Grace. My father suggested they use one of her names for their only daughter, so I became Hazel. That was lucky, because I'm not graceful, but neither was my mother. Names are not always accurate. As a children's author, I'm conscious of names for my characters and tend to choose either symbolic ones or those which are common with the age group and they can pronounce. Ironically, Grace is the most popular girl's name with the under fives. My hand-me-down hippo character called Minnie was illustrated by Minnie Goss, who has a young daughter called Hazel. So that's another coincidence, and a young Hazel. My neighbour alerted me to the Happy Hazel Society, which meets annually at Harvey Bay. And these Hazels are mainly in their 70s and married to Rons and sing I'm a Happy Hazel to the tune of I'm a Little Teapot. I don't fit that group either, nor the shortened version Haze, which sounds like a fog. My husband Garnet is named after an uncle and is a semi-precious stone. Recently, I spoke with the dentist mother of five daughters who had named each after a stone and intended giving the appropriate jewel on her 21st. Garnet was one of her daughters. Opal, ruby, emerald and topaz were others. Being given hazelnuts on a significant birthday doesn't have quite the same flair. I've always loved the name Quentin, but my husband doesn't agree, so my character Bad Luck Quentin scored that one. It was a trade-off, so our daughter would not be called Brunhilde after Wagner's opera, but our son gained the middle name of Quest. While I was a guest on ABC National Talkback on the Hazel issue of names, a caller rang with the following anecdote. After the christening, the Irish priest asked the parents for the baby's name. Hazel, they said. The priest's reply was, with 365 saints' names available for each day of the year, you have to call your daughter after a nut. P.S. In the newspaper Baby's Names of 2005, Hazel was one of the most popular and grouped with other colours like ruby and scarlet. I didn't anticipate that. And in 2007, my mature-aged Council of Adult Education student, Exes, gave me a hazelnuts roast, which was a satirical afternoon of fun, the name taken from an earlier student publication, A Bunch of Hazelnuts. We drank hazelnut coffee. My view is that you should lease your parent-given name until 21 and then be allowed to trade in for your own choice. But after 21, that would be your label for life. But I do have a shared pseudonym, A.K.A., just for crime writing.
Writer Hazel Edwards. And, well, this is Richard Ady, and I went through the I don't like Richard thing, and now I'm kind of stuck with it. Now, I've got a letter here from somebody, Patria, I think it is, responding to last Friday's talkback, where we talked about the idea of the deserving and undeserving poor, and we talked about pensioners, and she says, what people forget about current age pensioners is that we're all products of the 1940s, wartime and rationing. We've struggled bringing up our kids and are probably now helping out with the grandkids. We're used to making do. We know about buying chicken carcasses for a couple of dollars, soaking some dried peas and adding veggies to make a nourishing soup to last the week. That's what we do best. We know how to cope on very little. I doubt the same will be said of the baby boomer generation when they get to live on less than $300 a week. No wonder they're panicking. You're listening to ABC Radio National with me, Richard Ady.